Welcome to another episode of Preaching to Pragya. We're into another year, and this is just the beginning for the podcast, and it's already such a beautiful ride. This is where I bring along some very special people to chat and explore together various topics. Today I have with me someone I've known for almost a decade now, and I guess we've come so far because we share some similar interests. These could be music and dance, books and board games, the universe and spirituality. We've been able to connect on very many things, yet she's someone who inspires me to explore so much more in life. So here's welcoming for the very first time on the podcast, my very special friend, Khushbu.
It's good to be here.
I'm glad to have you. Let's begin with how you're feeling today.
I'm feeling absolutely wonderful. I know we were meant to record earlier as well. And I feel like for these kind of conversations, to have the right kind of energy is so important, which is what we have here today. So I can't wait to see the magic that we create with this podcast.
Neither can I. And before we move on, I'd like you to start off by telling us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I was born and raised in Dubai. Went to school here, did my university from India, did not meet Pragya at any of these two places, but was fortunate enough to meet her once I came back from university, where another friend and I decided to start a book club together. And that's where I met Pragya for the first time, at the book club. And gratitude to the person who got you there.
Yes, they know who they are.
They do. So credit where credit is due. That's really where Pragya and I connected. I had to drag you into my intro somehow. It had to happen.
And yeah, I think you've covered it all. This is where it sort of started off. Almost a decade later, was sitting here.
Can't believe it's really been that long. I think that was it. Professionally, well, I work as a finance professional with Procter & Gamble. And personally, I, like Pragya mentioned, I really enjoy reading, courtesy the book club. I enjoy having soulful conversations with my friends, just discussing life and exploring different topics. More than that, and above and beyond, I really strongly believe in gratitude. So I think that's one of my topmost values.
And I think that's a great segue into why we're here today and introducing the topic. Because I think when I first mentioned to you the podcast and invited you over for an episode, you knew from the get-go that this is the topic you wanted to talk about. So tell us a little bit about how this is such an integral part of your value system and why you decided that gratitude was going to be the topic of this podcast.
When you look back at your life and you think about the one thing that you can, you know, put a finger on that really changed your life, for me, that would be gratitude and the profound impact that it's had in my life and on my life, actually. Growing up, we've been taught like the magic words are thank you, please, and sorry. And we keep using them every now. Somebody does something good for us, we say thank you. But how often have we really felt that as a feeling in our bones? I think the very first time that I experienced that feeling, and I use the analogy that comes from Harry Potter, which is, you know, you can drive away the darkness only if you remember to turn that light on. For me, in my life, gratitude was that light.
That's very powerful, because this is a concept that you say has changed your life. Tell us a little bit about how you incorporated that into your personal life. Tell us what got you there and how you started to kind of make that a part of your life.
I don't think it was one thing in particular, so I think I'm going to dial it back to when I was first introduced to this concept. And of course, due credit goes to the person or the two people that we've frequently talked about, who've, again, had such an important impact in my life. And they're a couple. They're called Mimi and Alex Icon. So huge shout out to them. And if anybody, you know, is really, really interested in discovering what it truly means to live a grateful life, I would highly recommend giving them a follow. So I was first introduced to this concept by Mimi and Alex Icon, where they talked about how when they had nothing, absolutely nothing going for them, when they were struggling, how they used to take these gratitude walks together. And I think at that moment, I was in this phase of my life where I was like, what does that even mean? Like, what does it even mean to take a gratitude walk, right?
True.
They described it, I listened to it. It's only when, you know, things started changing in my life, when I started experiencing, started realizing how much in control of our own minds and lives we are. So, for example, I was surrounded by a few people who were playing the victims, or who were in a victim mindset. And I saw how badly that impacted one's lifestyle. And that's when I realized it's so important to know what tools are available to us at any given point and how to bring about a change. And that's really when I started to look around and started to explore gratitude as a concept and as a topic. And generally, I'm a person who is optimistic, so I always tend to look at the glass as half full. But really, what does that mean when you're in a bad space in life, right? You don't really think about these things. You're right. In a bad space, it's easy to just drown. But what is that one thing that pulls you out of that?
Right.
And that's really where gratitude hit home for me. That's where I started integrating it into my life.
So what are these gratitude walks?
So Mimi and Alex basically used to go on these gratitude walks where they would talk about things that they are grateful for that they currently have in their life, and also talk about things that they're grateful for that they would wish to have in their lives, you know. So kind of like using gratitude to manifest. And I know I'm opening a can of worms here by using that word, but really using gratitude as a way to manifest, because the tagline here is, when you're grateful for what you have, you will have more to be grateful for.
When you focus on the things that you are thankful for or that are working instead, those drive open a lot many more avenues, right?
So initially, I didn't start using any physical tools to help me with this, okay. But I just started doing it more from an awareness point of view. So every time I went through like a challenge or an obstacle or something went wrong in my life, I would just stop and think about where my focus is at that moment. Okay. Am I focusing more on complaining, cribbing, crying about that situation? Or am I focusing on what is working for me in this moment? Like, what is going right for me despite what I'm going through? And I think just bringing about that subtle shift, just bringing about that subtle shift in my perspective, in my mindset to, you know, it's just like with any other behavior or habit that you're trying to build, right? If you're not aware of it, you're never going to build it. You're never going to build that habit. So just mindfully changing my focus and my perspective to what's working for me in the situation rather than what's not working for me. I think that's one of the first ways that I started with bringing about gratitude into my life.
That's beautiful. That's really great. Also, I think what's important to note here is that there's a level of awareness that you need to inculcate.
Of course.
As an individual. Yeah. You need to be focusing on trying to be kinder to yourself as well.
Level of awareness to what you said, and also to add on, an inherent desire to want to bring about that shift.
Right.
Because without like a great combination of two, I don't think it would be possible to bring about that change.
Absolutely. Now, what's interesting about this for me also is the fact that practicing gratitude, or feeling and being more grateful on a daily basis and being more aware, also has effects on the brain. What do you think are the possible effects on the development of the brain and the mood when you start inculcating such habits?
Just like any other habit that you build, this is also a muscle that you can train and that you can build. And it goes back to the concept of neuroplasticity, where you can rewire your brain and build new neural pathways into feeling the benefits of this very great emotion, habit, feeling, whatever you want to call it, right? Whatever it means to you. Because initially, you're not immediately going to feel that rush of emotion. You know, when experience joy, you feel joy in certain parts of your body.
Right.
When you feel thankful, where do you feel it the most? You know, just stopping to observe and see, where does that feeling of gratitude crop up in your body? And that way, when you've identified that spot, just kind of going back over and over to that feeling and trying to build that, it creates new neural pathways in your brain and your mind, so much so that it eventually becomes a part of you. Right. Like when you're talking to somebody and you're feeling that, it automatically slips out of your mouth, like, I'm so grateful that you did that, you know. Then it's no longer an effort for you. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to feel that slowly in every part of your body. And I think the impact that that has is that whenever things are not working out for you, as they inevitably do for all of us, right? Life is not a bed of roses all the time. I mean, that's the biggest cliched statement out there, but it's true. And I think gratitude really, really helps with that. So the sooner you're able to find the best out of any situation, and I don't mean that in the way of toxic positivity, because I think that's very important to acknowledge, right? Gratitude is in no way toxic positivity. In fact, it's quite the opposite. You cannot be a grateful person but at the same time embrace toxic positivity. The two just do not coexist. So it's recognizing that, yes, I'm going through this shit. And apologies for my profanity, but yes, I'm going through this shit. But at the same time, I am so blessed because I have the ability to come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
What is the situation trying to teach me? How can I build resilience, courage, grit, determination to combat that situation? So I feel like these are some of the benefits, both scientifically and emotionally and at a psychological level, that gratitude brings into my life, at least.
Absolutely. And again, to everybody listening, I think I'd like to mention that we are not gurus. We're not somebody who have mastered this art of gratitude. We're not coaches. Far from it. But we are learning. We are learning and trying to be more aware and developing our skill sets as well to just understand the benefits just so we can be the best versions of ourselves. Right?
Absolutely.
The point of all of this is to kind of be able to relate to everybody listening in.
Yes.
Just maybe inspire them a little bit. And probably bring about a change in life with the concept of the open approach to gratitude.
Right? Absolutely. I mean, you and I can't claim that we're the first people to be aware of this concept. I mean, I just mentioned, like, the whole podcast started with me mentioning about where I learned about this concept from.
Yes.
And then Mimi and Alex always talk about where they learned the concept from. So it's really, it's something that's existed since infinity, since time immemorial, right? There are things that we're aware about, that we know exist, but how often have we tapped into all of these things that exist and use them for our benefit? Because they're free tools and gifts that are available to each of us.
I think we miss out on so much just by not giving ourselves this couple of moments, because we're so committed to the outside world and the outside society, right? And I think gratitude for me has been one of those tools to give myself those 2, 3, 4 minutes in a day, and that's all it took. 4 minutes in a day, that's
Absolutely.
It. Doesn't sound like much, but it makes a hell of a difference for sure.
Absolutely. And going back to your point, right? Like, why don't more of us do this?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because this is essentially taking you out of your comfort zone. Think about how easy and tempting it is when things are going wrong to cry, because that's natural instinct, to cry, to crib about it, to complain, to play the victim. I mean, that's your first instinct. Not gratitude. Gratitude is not your first instinct. You know, to feel sorry for yourself, to get others to feel sorry for you, to sympathize with you, to even pity you to some extent, because some people have that, right? But
well, that's very interesting.
Very rarely would you turn to gratitude, because that's not your first instinct. Because that actually means then that you have to do something, get up, get off your ass, and actually do something about this problem.
True.
It means facing the challenge head on.
What you pointed to was the fact that this is a muscle that develops over time. And right now, we're in a generation, or we're part of a generation, that's so used to instant gratification, right? We receive a notification on Instagram and there's a dopamine hit. We receive a like on a picture, there's a dopamine hit. We buy a pair of shoes on an online website, you don't even have to drive there, and that's a dopamine hit. So we're very used to instant gratification without even knowing that.
Yeah.
And this is a muscle that needs to be developed over time, which means we need to be able to wait and have that patience to wait for results, or to look at results and to see the effects coming on.
Yeah.
So what would you say about that? If somebody were to practice gratitude, or were to practice being a little more aware about this whole process, what would you tell these minds, and what is the approach that you would recommend?
I would say that it is delayed gratification,
mm-hmm.
in the sense the time that it takes for you to build the muscle, as in for gratitude to be your first instinct, yes, that is delayed gratification, right? But in no way is it delayed gratification to list down in the moment that you're going through crap, to list down 10 things that you're grateful for. It is an instant dopamine hit.
Right.
It is. Try it. If you haven't tried it. If you're feeling bad about something, take out a piece of pen and paper, list down 10 things that you're grateful for, and there's your instant dopamine hit. But you have to take out that piece of pen and paper and write down 10 things that you're grateful for. Again, not your first or not your natural instinct, right? Who would do that?
Correct.
Right? Like, your first instinct is to cry about it or to feel upset or sad about it. But I agree with you. To build this muscle, for this to come naturally to you to the point where you no longer have to whip out that pen and paper and list down 10 things, but for you to inherently feel that feeling in your very bones that, yes, things are not working out for me right now, but I have that inherent faith somewhere in every muscle of my body, that conviction that things will work out for me.
Perfect,
I'm so grateful right now for this experience, for where I am, because I know I'm going to come out on the other side stronger and better. That inherent feeling, yes, that to build that, that is delayed gratification.
Mm-hmm.
What would I say? I mean, it's like with anything, right? You go to the gym, you have to go to the gym every day to get that body, to whatever your goal is, whether you want to become fitter, sexier, smarter, stronger, healthier. Whatever your goal is for going to the gym, it's not going to happen overnight. You have to make that trip every single day, some cases every single morning. Thing is, because I think of this as a mental toothbrush, right? Mm-hmm. Just like you have like a physical thing to go to the gym, and that's tangible, so you can see the benefits of that, which is why it's easier to do that. This is so much more harder because it's mental and it's intangible benefits, right? But the reward, in my humble opinion, is so much, so much bigger and better than the physical benefits. Both are important. But again, we often forget this one at the expense of something else in life, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And on that note, I'd like to say thank you for wording it so perfectly and for wording it in a way that I think will connect with a lot and resonate with a lot, because to me, what you said made so much sense. It requires that effort. But once you make that effort, you start to believe in yourself a little more. I can say this from my own experience. There were times when I wanted to make that change, but I just didn't believe I could. And it's taken me a lot to be able to sit myself down to rewire certain parts in my brain and say, you know what, this is worth a shot. This is where I want to take this forward and make that change.
Yeah.
And that's so important. That needs to come from within. So if I am grateful, I need to feel grateful and start believing in myself together just to ensure that, but even in that moment, I give myself the faith and confidence to go further. So for that, thank you. In the spirit of gratitude.
Thank you. Thanks for saying that. And I think that is so beautiful what you just said, because I've seen that evolution in you. I've seen that shift.
Yes.
In you, right? I've seen you work on yourself and I've seen you...
Well, I try.
We're all trying. I think till our very last moments.
I'm not intending to sound very morbid. That might sound even morbid, but it isn't, right? The spirit of that is just so positive and full of life and full of so much good energy that there's nothing morbid about it at all.
It's beautiful, in fact, right? Giving yourself grace to know that you're going to be a WIP, work in progress, till your very last minute. I think you really need to play bloopers for this, for the people listening, and for them to know that we're like normal, non-preachy people who have like our own crazy moments, because I'm telling you guys, this is not how the pre-recording was.
Yes.
And I'm sure Pradnya will play the bloopers for you later, but
at some point.
But coming back to what we were talking about,
one thing I'd like to touch upon before we wrap up is, in a world like today's, where we're so busy trying to hustle, do you find that your reaction towards this concept of gratitude and your faith and the belief that you have and the way to practice it, does that get modified, altered, deterred, motivated by the corporate setting? Does that play a role at any point?
You know, when they talk about what's the silver lining from the pandemic, I would say this is the silver lining from the pandemic. It in a way forced everybody, because we were all working from home, to assimilate our personal and our professional lives together. Tell me a point in recent history or time where you felt the most personal, where you felt your most yourself while going into work at the same time. And I think that's been during the pandemic, right? Because you've been working from home, you're dealing with something that's affecting the entire world. And I feel like even corporate firms that way have become more cognizant of the fact that this is very real. It's becoming increasingly difficult to leave behind your personal life at home when you're bringing yourself to work. And I think a lot more corporates and companies are trying to embrace that you need to bring your entire self to work. And that means bringing your personal self to work as well. Right. And I think to your point, how has that affected my concept? I think it's only strengthened it. I think I was kind of inwardly chuckling to myself while you were asking this question, because this is something, this is my work in progress at the moment, to be very vulnerable and very honest on your amazing podcast. It's something that I've been grappling with, because as somebody who champions corporate mindfulness at the workplace, I'm not perfect.
Right.
I have my moments of frustration at work. I have my moments of vulnerability at work, particularly when I am learning something new and facing new challenges every day. I do face those moments of frustration. And at that point in time, I need to go back and remind myself of what tools I have in my arsenal. And gratitude is always at the top of the list, to the point where, for example, this is a really good example to give and also to show how we're all work in progress at any given point in time, right? So I'm currently taking up a new role at work and learning something new. And there was a moment where I felt extremely frustrated and challenged coming out of a meeting room. But because all of my colleagues around me know how I deal with such things, they were the ones who stopped me mid-rant and said, take a deep breath, you know, because they know that this is what gets to me the easiest and the quickest, you know, take a deep breath, calm down. And that moment, I was instantly reminded of my value system again, which is why it's also important to talk about it, to talk about it to other people, because they will remind you to come back to yourself. So I think it's only and only and only strengthened my resolve to keep coming back to this practice, whether it's meditation, mindfulness, gratitude, in any form, to keep coming back to it, because I feel like that's the ultimate. There's nothing that will ground you more in today's world. This is what I'm increasingly seeing, what works for a lot of corporate professionals right now, which is why you have so many corporate mindfulness programs also creeping in.
That's true.
So that was a very long-winded, passionate answer to your very simple
question.
But
that just goes to show how you are deeply touched by this concept.
I feel like before, mindfulness has always existed as a concept, but the more that you champion it individually for yourself and talk to your small groups, I mean, that's how you spread the wind of change, right?
True,
like
yeah.
One person to the next, to the next, to the next.
Just like you've made so many changes in my life by just being a perfect demo and example of so many different sets of attributes that I could incorporate. And this, I'm pretty sure you pass on to everybody around you at work, at home, at everywhere else in the world as well.
Thank you. But at this point, I think it's a mutual admiration society. You know how much you bring to my life as well.
Yeah, but it's always good to hear.
I think we're giving everybody a practical example of what gratitude really means.
There you go, guys. Your lucky day. So before we wrap up this episode, I'm just going to have a countdown fire. I call it the countdown fire because I have a series of questions that you're going to be very rapid about.
Yeah.
But there's a countdown to it. Okay. So to begin with, since the book club is where we met, I need you to list me 5 books that you would recommend for anyone to pick up. It could be a reader, non-reader, but somebody, or it could be about gratitude as well, but for somebody to just get into the habit or just pick up a book if they're looking for one. So 5 books off the top of your mind.
Okay. The first one would be What I Know For Sure by Oprah Winfrey.
Ooh.
Not going to give reasons as to why. Just
absolutely.
It's rapid fire,
fine.
Right? Okay. The second one would be The Psychology of Money. We recently read that.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing read. The third one would be Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. Again, a book on philosophy. Brilliant, beautiful read. Fourth one, I have to drag this in there because I'd be a really bad fan otherwise. The Harry Potter series, pick it up, read it. It's an amazing, amazing book. And I guess the fifth one for me would be the Mahabharata.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I think the Ramesh Menon translation of that. I think it's got 2 volumes to it, but amazing, amazing spiritual read.
Great. I think I'm gonna pick up the Mahabharata because I haven't read that one from the list, and that's a great recommendation.
Yeah.
My next question, I want 4 things off the top of your wish list.
4 things off the top of my wish list. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing this is not a material wish list.
This could be any wish list. This is just a wish list.
Okay, great. I guess the first one would be to go to London. I think it's been at the top of my list for a really, really long time.
For about 3 years now.
For about 3 years now. I finally got my visa. So I'm super pumped. So yes, London hopefully is happening this year. So that's one. The second one off the top of my wish list would be... wow, I'm just realizing how I don't have. But maybe, you know what, I'll just
manifest my it here.
Yeah, manifest it. I do have like a manifestation list, but I never necessarily looked at it as wish list, you know. But the second one off the top of my list would be pottery class. Like, ooh. It's not really like a wish list thing. I can do it. But I just, just want to make more room to bring about more creativity and art into my life. So I guess taking a pottery class would be next on my list. The third one on my list would be owning a house by the beach. I would love to just own like a beach vacay house surrounded by nature, water, full moon nights. Oh, that'd be amazing. So that's third on my list. And the fourth one would be at some point in my life, I really wanna learn and teach yoga. So probably somewhere next to my beach house. I can totally picture myself doing that, or any form of mindfulness technique, but yeah,
that's great. Yeah. I thank you. I see you conquering all of those very quickly. Dubai,
thank you.
Next thing on the list is three practices you would recommend anyone to pick up to work towards building this muscle for gratitude.
Okay, I guess you guys probably know what's the first one. The first one would be take out that piece of pen and paper and list down 10 things that you're grateful for. It doesn't have to be 10 things. Like Pradnya said, it takes 4 minutes in a day. Highly recommend picking up like a gratitude journal. The first one that comes to mind is Mimi and Alex's 5-minute journal. Pick that up. It takes 5 minutes in a day, as the name suggests, and that's brilliant. The second one that I would think of would be... going on gratitude walks. If you're somebody who loves to take a walk anyway, when you're taking that walk, just think about things that you're grateful for that you already have in your life and things that you want to have in your life. I think that's a beautiful way. Just remember to talk about it in the present tense as if you already have those things in your life. And the third practice that I would recommend is 5 minutes of solitude to yourself every day. Like, whether it would be time that you take just to breathe and like really, really breathe. I remember this one time, sorry, we're gonna segue again, but one time where I had a post-it where I was writing my to-do list, and on that I wrote in bold letters breathe, and my sister took a screenshot of that and she posted it on Instagram, and she's like so busy that she doesn't have time to breathe.
I remember seeing that one.
Yes, but just goes to show how committed I am to that I would carve out time for that in my to-do list and just remind myself that I need to take that time out for myself to breathe no matter how busy I am.
That's great. And I think we all know this one, but two people anywhere in the world that you would want to meet and express some gratitude to.
Alex and Mimi.
We just want to put it out there.
We just want to put it out there. Yeah, we are. I'm going to London too. That's where they're based.
Yay.
Not going to be standing outside their house or anything.
Yeah, no stalker vibes at all.
No, none. Only grateful vibes.
Yeah. Great, so those are the two people. And one last message that you want to leave all of us listening to you with.
I guess the only message I would like to leave is you are, no matter what society or world has led you to believe, you are in fact in complete control of your life and your destiny. Just take your time, but take charge. And just do what you gotta do. That's it.
Beautiful. And with that, I'm going to say this again. Thank you so very much for being on this episode, taking the time out for this. And I know you've had no preparation whatsoever. We spoke about this. We just went through a couple of topics that we might want to touch upon.
Yeah.
But there's no script. There's nothing that we had to prep for. This is all you, raw, unfiltered. And for anybody who wants to connect with you, how can they do that? Can they reach out to you on Instagram?
Of course. Yeah, please do. I go by the IG handle Kubidoo. Please pun that down in your info box below. whatever it's called on a podcast. But yeah, you guys can definitely, most definitely reach out to me. And if you're interested in the book club as well that Pradnya and I have kind of shamelessly talked about on this podcast, please reach out to me for that too. We'd be happy to have you.
For sure. And also, we have Kubidu, who's designed a gratitude journal all by herself. And please reach out to her. And she might help you with a copy of your own.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, would be very, very, very happy to. Gratitude journal, affirmation deck, anything, any of these tools that we've spoken about that could help you on your journey, I'd be happy to be a part of that.
We're gonna have Khushbu back on this podcast for another episode, and if there's something you'd like her season two, and I'll see you all in the next episode.